Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Spring training rolls on this Thursday morning. The Cardinals will take on the Atlanta Braves, a team that they beat in five games in the division series a year ago. And we're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. Lou Fuse, 14 brands, 10 locations, and they are St. Louis. Lou Fuse, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Well, Derek, we'll start with the big news of the day, and that's Matt Carpenter's sore back. He was a late scratch from the lineup yesterday. What do we know about Carpenter's back?
I talked to Schilt here in West Palm Beach after the other game, the split squad game, and he brought it up that, like, look, they, you know, Carpenter has some experience with this. This is not new to him in spring training. I mean, you can think back past three, four spring trainings, he's had some kind of relative issue with his back, be it an oblique that maybe stemmed from back soreness or back weakness to last year he missed time. He's had two abbreviated springs in a row the last 2 years, and he's mentioned that those maybe contributed to his slow starts, and that this spring he had to be different. He had to make sure that, you know, he was healthy and on the field and playing and finding that rhythm and timing and not going through what he did where he had to rush to be ready for opening day in previous years. Here we are again, I think it's a fair question to ask. I asked Schilt about it. You know, this isn't new to Carpenter, and Schilt said, yeah, in a way, you know, the experience helps him because he recognizes it early, and this early in camp, maybe gets back, avoids something worse, as opposed to when the timing of the injury has been in previous springs where it was later and it kind of cost him time.
How much time do you think he's going to miss in the next handful of days or weeks or whatever the case may be?
That's a fair question. And to be honest, I'd like to talk to him. I didn't have that opportunity today being, you know, at a different ballpark. Because I don't want to speculate too much on such a thing without talking to the guy. I don't know enough about it. I don't know how it happened yet. I haven't had that chance to kind of, and he's obvious, he's candid with us when we ask. I just think that's fair to ask him first. It's going to be a few days. Wouldn't be a shock if it's a week, but you and I have talked a lot on this podcast about the condensed schedule. So a week is a lot of games.
Yes, it is. It's a ton of games, and they're trying to get through it and manage it as best as they can. You saw yesterday, though, Hennessy Cabrera, and we know Michaelis is out. So that fifth spot in the rotation, KK Kim, Hennessy Cabrera, Daniel Ponce de Leon, Austin Gomber, Alex Reyes, they're all out there. But you saw Hennessy Cabrera. What'd you think?
Very impressive. Wind blowing out at a ballpark where a couple guys hit home runs that were socked and then traveled. So it gives you the sense of the conditions. Goes up against Houston's A-list lineup, really the first time that group has been together since, they were trash can bangers in the World Series, I guess. And, you know, I mean, he owned them. The only base hit he allowed was an infield hit against the shift, and it could have been an E5. Tommy Edmonds was a shortstop, had to backhand the play, threw wide to first. Maybe, probably a major league error, probably a triple A hit. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yeah.
So, you know, they got one ball out of the infield against Genesis. I mean, just a very impressive, very, very impressive, very aggressive outing for him. He threw 11 pitches in his second inning, and, you know, you and I have talked about the second inning for these starters and how they've gone wonky. He threw 11 pitches, 10 of which were strikes. Every batter he started with a strike. He had two looking strikeouts, both of them caught on the power curve that he has. Just a far more assertive pitcher than we saw even last year when, you know, he was on the playoff roster for a reason, obviously. Lots of ability, lots of talent, lots of movement, lots of velocity, all of those things. And this was just a lot of command.
As you can imagine, there are so many fans that are tweeting at me, at Danny Mac TV, or at you, and they try to figure out, okay, who is it? Lane Thomas? Is it going to be Tyler O'Neill? Is it going to be Dylan Carlson? Do you see any traction with any three of those guys that have a chance to win a starting spot?
Do not. Saw Thomas hit a home run today. Saw Justin Williams hit a home run today. Justin Williams jumped the first pitch from a poor guy brought in from the backfields of the Astro Complex. They had a split squad as well, and Justin Williams first pitch, ambush, gone. So easy power for him. Has not thrown much from the outfield, so that, you know, with the, you know, Cardinals insist he's okay. They see him do it in drills, so I'm not sure why he hasn't unleashed in a game, but Lane Thomas has, and Lane Thomas has been all over, played center field today, did all right. He's a quality defender. He's not elite Bader, but he's not, you know, he's a step shy of elite. That's not too bad in center. And Tyler O'Neill, we haven't seen much of. He started the first game, hit a walloping home run on a pitch over the plate, and then hadn't started again until, you know, the split squad series. So, there's no real tell in any of the at-bats. There's no real tell in where they're hitting. There's no real tell in how often they're playing. I mean, Justin Williams already has 11 at-bats.
Right.
Does that mean he's getting a long look? No. It just means that they've played a lot of games. Austin Dean has played every game. So if we're reading the tea leaves for at-bats, then that's your outfield, and that's not what's going on. So, you know, there's really not. I mean, I think, you know, Bader is fighting two fronts too. He's got to win his center field job and prove that they can rely on him as an incumbent. And Lane Thomas is competing on two fronts, because he could challenge, Harrison for center field. He could win the left field spot. And then there's Dylan Carlson, who has probably been the most impressive of the group, but you're going to look at his numbers and not know that, right? I mean, it's just how he carries himself, how he looks at the plate. I mean, he is not overmatched at all.
No,
doesn't
not
appear
at all.
To ever have an at bat ever where he's overmatched. However, it's February. You know, let's see how he does when Anibal Sanchez or Max Scherzer or Steven Strasburg are making their fourth start of spring and what he looks like then.
Dylan Carlson, though, so many fans are intrigued with him, and I'm with you, Derek. I've been so impressed in watching him down in spring.
Yeah, I think so. I tried to say it on the radio the other day, and you've been doing the spring training a lot longer than I have, Dan. But he is and I want to say this carefully, he's the most polished hitter I've seen at his age in any Cardinals camp I've covered.
That's a big statement. And he's a young man I think I want to go back to what you were saying before. It's how you carry yourself, not necessarily as the guy hitting 500 with, you know, five home runs in 2 weeks. It's how you carry yourself. It's how you take a pitch. It's how you stand in the box. And those are things, those are tells when a guy is a good player. And I would agree. I'm not sure that he's the best I've seen. I'd have to think about that a little bit, but he's up there, and I'm with you on that.
We haven't seen too many 20, 21-year-olds walk in here doing that.
That's my point. I agree. Totally agree.
I think of Hayward as a teenager with Atlanta.
Yep.
Stanton to a lesser extent as an early 20-year-old with the Marlins. I mean, you just don't, you know, you kind of look Soto. Soto with the Nats here recently.
That's the best I've seen.
Yeah. I mean, and you see it in spring. I mean, just a confidence that's calm.
He's unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and Oscar Tavares was great. I started in 05, so I didn't see the Pujols thing, and I'm not going to go there. But, you know, we saw Tavares, the late Oscar Tavares in spring, and he was just like had talent ping ponging off of him. You know, I mean, but it was power, and he really had that natural power, that lefty swing, all that stuff. And, you know, but it wasn't as refined maybe as Dylan Carlson. That approach at the plate was still developing. Oscar was still maturing, and it seems like Dylan has a few years on his contemporaries.
I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you. Hey, Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill and one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score five any game this season, you get Hot Shots, legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues. Hair Saloon for Men. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. Hair Saloon for Men. I'll wrap it up with this. The 26th man, are you getting any clarity on what direction the Cardinals might go with the 26th man, which is new to baseball this year?
Ravello. It's still Ravello.
Mm-hmm.
That's the direction they want to go.
And then Kisner would be at Memphis and available to be called up. And a follow-up to that would be, I'm curious if the Cardinals, and I thought they might do this, but use Kisner at various positions in spring training, a former infielder that's been converted to catcher, but just to expand his resume as the years go on.
Yeah. I mean, I go back to, like, who would you rather have take a pinch hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, is Kisner being available every so often off the bench all that valuable as opposed to his development as a catcher, which is uber valuable?
Well, the better question might be, is Wieters the guy that you want to take a pinch hit? And then
that's what I'm asking.
I think that's something they have to, you know, figure out.
Well, if Wieters is your top lefty off the bench, then I would suggest, and this is not anything against Matt Wieters, who had 11 home runs last season and is a composed professional hitter. But if he's your best option left-handed off the bench or your best option late game, then there's something wonky with the roster because you had Brad Miller.
Right.
You know? So
right.
What's he doing?
Sure.
You have Ronel Ravello. What did he do wrong? You have Yairo Munoz. What did he mess up? You know, where did these guys fade? Where did the Cardinals wrong them in their readying for the season? That's not the guys you'd rather have take those at-bats.
Derek, this is always fun, and those are fair statements. We'll catch up on Friday morning, and then we'll get ready for the weekend. Thanks so much.
I will report back from Northport.
I look forward to it. Thank you, my man.
Do you look forward to it?
I do. I love doing these with you. I could do these things for, like, I could talk baseball every day of my life and every
you
minute.
Do.
Well, I love it. I love the game. I love the Cardinals. You can't say that, but I will. I love the Cardinals. And so talking Cardinal baseball to me, man, is I love it. It's fun.
I like the game. I like the game. I like the game every day. I like the game more every day I'm around it.
That's the way I look at it, too. Safe travels, right. And we'll catch up later. Thank you.
Sounds good. Bye.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over seven decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Hughes.com to start shopping today.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.